Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
All right. This is Pete Taylor, taking over for Arthur Hellstrom and Aaron Allmer. It's kind of hard to broadcast with a dead Simone lying in the studio. But I guess they can't move the body until the cops come. And in the meantime, Arthur told me to give this thing my best shot, which is exactly what Arthur did, which is why Simone's lying here dead to begin with. Now, Arthur looks like he's getting real angry with me over there. But I'm only doing what he always told me, which is to make jokes about anything and everything from suicide and disease to dead transsexuals. You know, if you give it some thought, you could probably come up with a lot of interesting uses for a dead Simone. And like offhand, I'm thinking that if you were, let's say, a woman who had an overly aggressive guy over and you wanted a surefire way to take the wind out of his sails, having a dead Simone waiting in your bed would make the best anti-aphrodisiac that I could possibly imagine. Well, actually, a live Simone wouldn't have made a bad anti-aphrodisiac either, but that's an option that we just don't have anymore, do we? Now, another good thing that you could do would be to set him up next to you in your passenger seat so that you don't get pulled over for driving alone in a carpool lane. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you have any suggestions about what to do with the dead Simone, please call in and tell us about them. This is Pete Taylor. You're on the air.
You could use them for an ironing board.
Yeah, that's good. I wouldn't have thought of that one. Pete Taylor, you're on the air.
The housing department spends $4.5 million a year just on office furniture.
So is this a dead Simone joke? Do you think they should furnish the offices of the housing department with bodies of squatters and transsexuals?
I think they should use some of their money to fix up all the boarded up buildings that the city owns.
Yeah, well, so do I. But then who are we but poor simple folk without the knowledge, experience, or power to make things happen?
Do you know that HDM's total capital budget for the year was $900 million?
And that doesn't even include the money that they spent on those seminars they sent me to. The Department of Records is a whole separate agency.
$900 million! You got any idea how much money that is?
I don't know. I used to think it was a lot. But when I first came to New York, I met a guy who owed 1,000 times that much in back rent.
You know how much of that is actually spent on housing?
I think it's something like 10%.
It's a whole lot less than 10%, baby. Most of the housing department's money goes for salaries, furniture, computer systems, classes, seminars, and renting office space.
And records management, man, mustn't forget agency's most vital unit.
We got thousands of old boarded-up city-owned vacant buildings in New York and thousands of homeless people. Why doesn't anybody see that as a perfect marriage? Why doesn't somebody do something?
This is Pete Taylor. Rest of silence.